Time for another exciting edition of
Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, here we go. Anything goes. Anything at all you want to ask us, you get to pick. Dana, Joe, or myself, you get to direct the question to whomever you want. And if we don't know it, you'll win. And we'll get you hooked up to Scorpion's tickets. So let's start it off with Carrie. Uh-oh, Carrie's got one for Dana.
I do have one for Dana.
Okay.
Okay, I'm so nervous. I want these tickets to bet.
Hold on. Carrie, take a deep breath. There's no reason to be nervous. It's simply a trivia question.
Yep. Then you'll probably stump me.
Oh, Dana, come on.
You have no idea how badly I want these tickets. Okay. So there are two mammals that lay eggs.
Mm-hmm.
What are those mammals?
Come on, Dana.
I know one's a platypus.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
And the second one... a bat? I don't know. They don't lay eggs.
Wow. Hey, that bat looks like a black chicken.
You hush. A chicken's a bird.
What if, I know, but they lay eggs. What if Jill whispered?
That'd be a mammal.
Would that be okay if Jill whispered?
Well, I got it right last time I did animals.
Yeah.
So I can help her out, but this lady would technically still be getting in.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to call in my lifeline, Joe.
The echidna.
What is an echidna?
It's an anteater.
They lay eggs?
That's not fair.
No, you still get
you're
in
still
on
laying.
The drawing.
Joe just wanted the eggs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Hang on. We'll get you to the drawing. Hang on. Hold on. Didn't you have that a week or two ago or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, we get that one a lot.
All right, let's go to Dave. Dave, lick us and win. What you got? Anything goes. Dave, you with us? Oh, I'm sorry, Tony. Lick us and win.
All right. Hey, guys. First time caller.
Oh,
here.
Tony.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, Sherry.
Welcome, my man.
Yeah. So, my question is, let's say it's for, let's go with dog.
Okay.
Do you know... what scuba stands for?
The way you asked that, I could simply say no, and that would be a correct answer.
Yes, it would be.
But I'm not going to do that. It is underwater breathing apparatus. Hold on here. Let me figure out the S and the C. The UBA is underwater breathing apparatus, and the S and the C... Oh, hang on here. It is the... Oh, God, come on. Don't be an idiot, dog. Underwater breathing apparatus. It's...
Doesn't the S and the C stand for sea cucumber?
Well, the way you dive, yeah. Yeah, Joe. Whether the parts of water you dive into, yes. The bodies of water you travel. It is something... Oh, God, is it sea-controlled underwater breathing apparatus?
I think I got you, kiddo.
Well, what'd you call me, kiddo?
That means he's older than you.
Yeah. Hey, listen, doll. Hey, hon. Hey, sweetie. We're not inside the Denny's. Don't call me kiddo. I hate when people do that. Kiddo. Hey,
you
squirt.
Are such a pain in the rump over there.
What is it, Tony?
Self-contained.
Yeah, oh, I said C.
Right.
I said C. Controlled. Damn it. Underwater breathing apparatus.
You're
right, Tony?
To play off my sea cucumber comment.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn it. Damn it. Hey, Tony, you think you and Joe should ever go diving?
You idiot.
Hey, God, we'll get you. Sea cucumber.
There's a real.
A sea cucumber.
Yeah. Google it.
Okay, let me go to the next caller, and I can't wait to Google that.
Yeah.
Henning, lick us and win.
This one's for Joe.
All right, go ahead, bro.
So what does the Discovery Mars rover do on the anniversary of its landing every year?
What does it do on the anniversary of its landing every
Brody's.
Year?
It does Brody's.
Wow, this is a good question. I didn't know it did anything. Oh, gosh, let me take a stab at this. Let's say it takes a picture of Earth.
No.
What does it do?
Let me guess.
Okay, go ahead. What would it do?
It drives over the sea cucumber patch on Mars.
You are so stupid.
I don't know.
Actually, drives over Joe. It sings happy birthday to itself.
Oh.
Does it really?
That's kind of cool.
That is very cool.
So it's got a birthday wish or song programmed into the system, and then every year it does that.
Yep.
Huh. Awesome.
Okay, cool. Hang on. We'll get you in. Let's go to, here's Dave. Dave, lick us and win.
What's happening?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, this is for Joe.
Go ahead, brother.
How did Ronnie James Dio die?
Didn't he just pass away a couple years ago?
He did.
Cancer.
Yeah, you got it. Stomach cancer.
Yeah, I was going to say it was either stomach or what was the cancer Patrick Swayze had? Pancreas.
Pancreas cancer.
Pancreatic, yeah. I got to share this little story. I forget who it was, and I think it was Sammy Hagar in his book. So him and Eddie, when they first hooked up on 5150 and before, they were buying up all these Ferraris and all these cool cars. They had the beach houses next to one another, and they were all excited about having the band. And I believe it was a Jaguar. Sammy saw this Jaguar somewhere down in Los Angeles, and him and Eddie, they pull over. They want to buy this Jaguar. Sammy opens up the door. It was either Sammy or Eddie, and they want to get in. They want to sit down in this Jaguar. They're like, wow, this is kick-ass. You don't see a lot of these. We should buy one of these. They go to get in the car, and they can't even get in. They're like, what the hell, man? Whose car was this? And the guy at the lot says, well, Ronnie James Dio just dropped this off. He traded it in. It was his car.
Really? And they couldn't squeeze in because he was so little.
Yeah, because he was just so diminutive. He was just so tiny. They wanted to drive it. The seat was all the way against the wheel. I always thought that was a pretty cool story. So thank you for that one. Let's go to Richard. Richard, lick us and win.
Yeah, let me know what the first Chevy motor was in the Bel Air, in the 55 Bel Air.
Oh, awesome car.
What do you want, the displacement?
The replacement?
No, do you want the size, the displacement?
Engine. The first engine.
Okay, I'm asking you, is that what you're looking for, is the size?
Yes.
And it was 1955?
Yep.
Man, you know I don't like the Chevy stuff.
That's why he asked it.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It was a 280-something. It was like a 283 or something odd like that, or a 305. I don't know.
No, it was a 263.
263. Mm. Okay, fair enough.
Well
Hang
played,
on.
Man. Well Hang played.
On. Let's go to Mike. Mike, lick us and win. Michael.
Hey, Mike, you there, bro?
And we'll go to Dylan. Dylan, lick us and win.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, dude?
Hey, so I got a question for Joe. In the movie The Big Lebowski, the dude goes over to the Big Lebowski's daughter, Maude Lebowski's house. She shows him an adult movie, if you will, that starred a guy named Carl Hungus and his dad's new wife, Bunny Lebowski. What was the name of that movie?
I don't, you know what?
Golly, you dug for that one.
Yeah, I don't even know,
Carl
bro.
Hungus.
that was his name. Carl Hungus.
Oh, man.
I don't know, Dylan. What was it?
Carl Hungus was one of the nihilists, but the movie was called Logjammin'.
Logjammin'.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that when they're at the fancy house and the dad is actually the guy that was killed in Roadhouse?
No, it's the dad's daughter, and she's a painter.
Oh, that's when she's swinging from the rope.
Yeah, and she's painting a picture of a lady part.
Isn't she naked?
Yes, and she's painting with her hands, throwing paint at it. it was a pretty cool scene.
All right, hang on. We'll get you hooked up. Let's go to Clyde. Clyde, lick us and win. We'll do two more.
All righty, guys. How you doing this morning?
Very good, hey, man.
Listening to you struggle, dog, got me a question for Joe. Joe, where's the acronym TASER come from? Do you know that one?
Ooh, the acronym TASER.
Wow. I did not. Yeah. First things first, I didn't even know that was an acronym. I thought that was a really bitchin' sounding name they applied to that.
Yeah, kind of like part laser, but TASER.
So let's say technical. Nope, I don't know. I can't even think of it.
No underwater sea cucumber.
I don't even want to waste time on it. Yeah.
Anybody. Got this one.
I do not know. TASER. It is a telescopic, accentuating, zany, electrified, radiant. I don't know.
See, I would have went for it, but I can think of nothing for Z.
It's actually based on a fictitious character from the 40s and 50s, Tom Smith. It's Thomas Allen Smith Electric Rifle. Look it up. That one you can find.
So wait a second. A TASER is spelled with an S instead of a Z?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Damn it, I wish I would have known that.
Oh, you act like you would have got it had you known that.
Oh, I knew it was Thomas Allen something.
Hang on. Final round. Final person. Here we go. Let's go to John. John, make it good. Lick us and win. Anything goes.
All right. Who's the bigger sports fan?
That's a toss-up to nobody over here.
Yeah, that's a fitty-fitty. You know, I'm into the motorsports, okay. Golf, and baseball. Joe likes football and football.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, well, we'll go with the football question. We'll go with how many touchdowns did Michael Crabtree score this weekend?
Who does Michael Crabtree play for?
The Raiders.
I think he scored two.
He scored three.
Oh man, so close.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. We'll get you in for the Scorps drawing. Hang on. And that concludes this Anything Goes. What am I trying to say here?
I got to be honest with you. That was fun and difficult.
Well, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. The Anything Goes.
Lick us and win?
Yes.
There you go.
We're all done with that today. Coming up, if you like Chili's, we're going to tell you what they're taking off the menu. A whole bunch of stuff Chili's is getting rid of.
Oh.
So if you go there, you know, if you like that that big pepper on the wall, a bunch of stuff you might eat on occasion, it's gone. They're getting rid of it, so hold on.